Imagine actually loving everything you have in your closet. I'm getting a little closer to that experience the more I get from Honeylove. I've learned I can really rely on the comfort, fit, quality, and look of Honeylove no matter what. And it seems like they think of everything we might want but didn't know existed. The Legging 2.0, for example, has it all. Comfort, function, and style. Smooth, soft fabric, hidden shaping panels that make me feel extra supported and confident, sheer-proof fabric so I have no worries, side pockets for the convenience I need, a super cute look, and more. And I love that I can wear them out and about, around the house, or to work out. And Honeylove addresses all of the typical complaints about bras and shapewear, too. All of Honeylove's products make everything I wear feel better. So yes, Honeylove has you covered for the everyday look, workouts, weddings, and more. Go check it out. Treat yourself to the best bras, shapewear, leggings, and more on the market and save 20% off at honeylove.com/newsworthy. Use our exclusive link to get 20% off, honeylove.com/newsworthy. After your purchase, they ask you where you heard about them. So please support our show and tell them we sent you. Treat yourself to Honeylove because you deserve it.
Today is Monday, March 1st. It's official. A third COVID-19 vaccine is on its way in the U.S. What to know about where and when to get it. And we have an update on that nearly $2 trillion COVID relief bill. Also, what former President Trump did and did not confirm in his first major speech since leaving office. Plus, how going gambling just got much easier, where Lady Gaga's two dogs were found, and the history-making winners at the Golden Globes. Welcome, welcome to The Newsworthy. All the day's news in around 10 minutes. Fast, fair, fun, and on the go. I'm Erica Mandy. Thanks so much for being here. You ready? Let's do this. Well, this week, Americans will start getting a new type of COVID-19 shot, this one from Johnson & Johnson. As expected, the FDA authorized the vaccine over the weekend, adding a third option to the U.S. vaccine arsenal. It's the first one available that only requires one dose instead of two. It's also easier to ship and store. It's the first that can last up to 3 months in just the fridge instead of the freezer. The first Johnson & Johnson vaccine shipments are going out today, and they're supposed to be delivered tomorrow. They're going to places already getting doses of the two other vaccines from Pfizer and Moderna. That includes state health departments, pharmacies, and vaccination centers. Remember, the Johnson & Johnson vaccine was found to be 72% effective at preventing moderate cases of COVID-19 illness or worse here in the U.S. But some experts are worried the public will compare this vaccine to the Moderna and Pfizer ones that turned out to be more than 94% effective in trials. To that, officials are pointing out the three vaccines weren't studied at the same time. When the Johnson & Johnson shot was tested, there were more strains of the virus circulating and COVID-19 was more widespread overall. Johnson & Johnson has promised to send the U.S. 100 million doses by the end of June. This week, the Senate will start considering the next massive COVID-19 relief package, but it seems it still has a ways to go. So far, the U.S. House approved it on Saturday along party lines. All but two Democrats voted yes. Every Republican voted no. The Republicans argued this $1.9 trillion bill is just too big and too full of partisan items. Democrats, including President Biden, made the case all of it is needed to get the economy moving again. And remember, it includes $1,400 in direct payments for Americans making less than $75,000 a year, a $400 a week unemployment bonus, money for vaccine distribution, and funding for schools as well as state and local governments. In the House, it also includes a measure to raise the federal minimum wage to $15 an hour. But a nonpartisan official in the Senate who helps clarify the rules has made it clear the minimum wage policy would need to be passed under a different bill since it doesn't actually qualify as one-time relief like the rest of the money. So for everything else, at least, the Senate could pass the relief package without any Republicans, only if every Democrat votes yes. And even then, we could see the bill change more as Senate leaders start to make other compromises. Now, keep in mind, if the Senate does make any changes before it passes, the bill would have to go back to the House for a final okay. Still, congressional leaders are hoping to get it done and send it to President Biden for his signature in the next 2 weeks before the benefits from earlier relief packages expire. Stay tuned. Former President Trump returned to the political spotlight over the weekend. He spoke at the Conservative Political Action Conference, better known as CPAC, and he used the occasion to air some grievances. For starters, he listed every Republican by name who supported his second impeachment, and he promised to support candidates who run against them in the midterm elections. Trump also ripped into President Biden, saying, quote, "In just one short month, we have gone from America first to America last." He went through quite a few policies Biden has put in place, but he mostly focused on immigration issues. Trump claimed Biden was triggering a, quote, massive flood of illegal immigration, and that Biden was letting criminals pour out onto U.S. streets. It is true Biden has increased the number of refugees allowed in the U.S., but we should note his administration is promising they'll still be vetted. Trump also claimed again that he actually won the last election, but it was rigged for Biden. Though remember, state election officials, the Justice Department, and the Cybersecurity Division of the Department of Homeland Security have said there was no widespread fraud that would have impacted the election results. And there was one more big headline from Trump's speech. He said a Republican candidate will win the White House in 2024, and it might be him, though he didn't actually commit to running again, at least not yet. He did rule out creating a third party and even called that theory fake news. Instead, Trump said the Republican Party was going to, quote, unite and be stronger than ever before. New York's governor is now accused of sexually harassing two different women who used to work for him. A second former aide came forward over the weekend. She told the New York Times Governor Andrew Cuomo would ask her questions about her sex life, like if she's ever been with older men. She's 25. The governor is 63. The former aide, Charlotte Bennett, says the governor never tried to touch her, but that he did make her feel, quote, horribly uncomfortable and scared. In response, the governor released another statement. Cuomo said he's never meant to offend anyone in his office, but that it's clear some of his comments, meant to be playful, were actually insensitive. Now Cuomo has requested an independent review of his behavior. New York's attorney general and the state's chief judge will pick an independent investigator to review the accusations. It's another sign of friction between the U.S. and Iran. The Iranian government turned down an offer to negotiate a new nuclear deal with the U.S. The European Union invited both sides to meet, along with the other five countries who signed onto the last nuclear agreement back in 2015. The Biden administration RSVP'd yes, but Iran is saying not now. Remember, the U.S. left the last deal a few years ago. It was meant to keep Iran from building nuclear weapons, but the Trump administration said Iran was breaking its promises, so the U.S. pulled out and put new tough economic sanctions on Iran. Well, those sanctions are still in place, so Iran says they need to be lifted before starting talks again. Well, the U.S. says Iran needs to follow the rules of the nuclear deal first. In the meantime, a White House spokesman said the U.S. will be talking with other world leaders and then deciding how to move forward. More news is coming up, but first, this episode is brought to you by Noom. If you ever feel lost with all the different contradictory information out there about health and habits, Noom works to simplify things and help you turn your personal health goals and aspirations into reality. And not just for the month, but Noom uses psychology and education to help you stick with it in the long term. Noom's cognitive behavioral approach is meant to help you build habits without an unrealistic, rigorous plan or unforgiving lifestyle. You set your goals and Noom helps you get there. And Noom knows you're busy and doesn't expect to dominate your life. It expects just 10 minutes a day of your time. And there's no bad food. It's more about understanding cravings, helping you eat and feel better, and knowing how to shop. There's also easy food logging and a way to chart your progress for your own healthier habits. You can sign up for your trial today at Noom, Noom.com/newsworthy. Again, sign up for your trial today at Noom, Noom.com/newsworthy. Noom wants you to know there's a science to getting healthier. So go to Noom, Noom.com/newsworthy. Now back to the news. Gambling apps are now allowed in the Google Play Store. As of today, Android users in the U.S. and 14 other countries can download apps offering online casino games, sports betting, lotteries, and daily fantasy sports. It's the first time apps in these countries will be allowed to use real money. There are a couple catches, though. Here in the U.S., the apps will only be allowed in states where specific types of gambling are allowed. Also, the apps have to file for approval, and they have to have measures in place to prevent underage users from gambling. Still, the Mac Observer points out, Google could be shaking up the gambling industry with this, since building an app is much cheaper than opening a legal casino. So far, Apple has not said if it will follow suit by allowing gambling apps on iPhones, so stay tuned. Lady Gaga's two dogs, stolen in a violent robbery, are now safe and sound. Remember, last week her dog walker was shot and two of her French bulldogs were taken. Well, fast forward to Friday, the LA Times reports a woman found the dogs tied to a pole. She apparently recognized them as Gaga's dogs and brought them to the police department. Officers say they don't think that woman has any connection to the robbery or the suspects. The dogs are safe and unharmed. Now, police still need to find the people who took them in the first place. As far as the dog walker they shot, at last check, he was still in the hospital but is expected to recover from his injuries. And at this point, reports say it's not clear if the woman who found the dogs actually got the $500,000 reward Lady Gaga was offering. History was made at this year's Golden Globe Awards. Let's start with the night's biggest prize, Best Motion Picture Drama. Nomadland won it. Chloe Zhao directed the movie, and this is the first time the award has gone to a film directed by a woman. She also won for Best Director, making her the first Asian woman and only the second woman ever to win for directing. Another top award was for Best Motion Picture Comedy. Borat's subsequent movie film won that one, and it was the first time one of the top Best Picture Golden Globes went to a movie from a streaming service. The new Borat sequel was released by Amazon Studios. Also of note, the late Chadwick Boseman won a Best Actor award for his role in the film Ma Rainey's Black Bottom. His wife gave an emotional acceptance speech on his behalf. The whole show looked a little different than usual. It was mostly virtual, with the two hosts, Tina Fey and Amy Poehler, co-hosting from opposite sides of the country. The U.S. box office got a much-needed boost over the weekend. The new movie, Tom and Jerry, had the best American opening weekend of any movie so far this year. It raked in $13.7 million. That's also the second best box office opening since the pandemic began. Only Wonder Woman 1984 topped it. Nothing else released in the past 10 months has been able to crack the $10 million mark. So it's pretty impressive considering more than half of U.S. theaters are still closed for obvious health concerns. Tom and Jerry is streaming on HBO Max as well. So many people likely watched it from home, but we don't have those numbers just yet. And that's it for your main 10 minutes of news today. But now it's time for Money Monday, when we talk about one interesting money-related news story. But first, this episode is made possible thanks to Blue Blocks. Blue Blocks was created because of a lack of science behind leading blue light blocking glasses. So they got to work and created three specific lenses for daytime, nighttime, and color therapy that actually aligned with what peer-reviewed academic research was suggesting. For example, Blue Blocks says its Sleep Plus lens is the only true 100% blue and green light blocking lens for after sunset use, meant to improve sleep, reduce anxiety, and relax you. I've been wearing these when working right before bed, and I do notice a difference. And other options include the blue light lens that is the clear lens made for people who work under artificial light during the day, and that can help with things like headaches and digital eye strain. So learn more about all the options and the different styles and get 20% off your order at blueblocks.com/newsworthy. That's Blue Blocks, spelled blueblox.com/newsworthy. blueblocks.com/newsworthy to get 20% off your order. Okay, now back to Money Monday. Some big stores are finding new ways to attract shoppers, though it's not without risk. Chains like Walmart, Macy's, Gap, Sephora, Neiman Marcus, and more will now let you buy now, pay later. It's basically a modern twist on layaway, but the difference is people get their products up front. To pull this off, retailers are using programs like Affirm and Afterpay. As the Wall Street Journal reports, it's a way for stores to attract younger online shoppers who might be wary of credit cards, and it seems to be paying off so far. An analyst at creditcards.com told the Washington Post, shoppers who use the pay later option tend to spend more and buy more often than those who don't. But for shoppers, there are some risks. Credit Karma did a survey and found nearly 40% of American shoppers who used buy now, pay later have missed more than one payment. And that means they've had to pay late fees, and most have noticed their credit scores have gone down. Still, it's been a pretty popular option. A recent Bank of America analysis predicted these services could grow by as much as 15-fold to $1 trillion a year by 2025. All right, thank you so much for tuning in today and every day. We'll be back with much more news to know tomorrow. Until then, have a great day.